Hey, welcome. Let's dive into designing aggressive pitch envelope sounds for drum and bass club mixes in Ableton Live. I'm going to walk you through a clear, practical workflow that uses stock devices like sampler or simpler, wave eatable or operator, saturator, EQ8, glue compressor, utility, and a few creative extras. This is an intermediate lesson, so I'll assume you already know basic routing, instrument racks, and macro mapping. Let's make hits that bite, tails that move, and sub-layers that stay rock solid in a club. Lesson overview and goal. Rebuilding a multi-layered stab or bite plus a parallel bass layer that cuts through a club system without getting messy. The result is three chains, a short, vicious top layer I'll call the bite with a very fast downward pitch envelope, a longer mid-tail with slower pitch motion for melodic movement, and a clean, static sub-layer that keeps low-end anchored. We'll combine them into an instrument rack with macros for aggression, bite decay, distortion, and filter so you can automate intensity across a drop. Project setup and tempo. Set your tempo to the DNB sweet spot, 170 to 176 BPM. I'll use 174 BPM as an example. Create a new MIDI track and prepare three chains in an instrument rack. Bite, tail, and sub. Layer 1. Bite. Fast. Downward pitch. Load a sampler if you have live suite, otherwise use simpler in classic mode or operator if you prefer a synth. Pick a short, percussive harmonic sample, a saw stab, cello pluck, a synth stab or chopped break element. Tune it to the correct root, for example C2. In sampler, use the pitch envelope. Set the envelope amount in the negative direction. Start around negative 24 semitones, and you can experiment between negative 12 and negative 36 semitones. Attack should be 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay is short and snappy. Try 60 to 160 milliseconds. Start at 120 ms. Sustain at 0, and a small release between 0 and 40 ms. Make sure the envelope is triggering per note. Set it to trigger or one shot so it runs each time a note starts. Shape the transient and tone after sampler. Use a saturator with 3 to 6 dB of drive for warmth and aggression, then an EQ8 with a high pass around 40 to 60 Hz to protect the sub and a slight presence boost around 800 Hz to 2K Hz if you want more bite. Use a glue compressor with attack around 5 to 15 ms to let the transient through, release around 100 to 300 ms, and a ratio of 2:1 to 4:1. Finish with a utility or other stereo control and mono the low frequencies, if needed. Tip, route the pitch envelope amount to velocity so harder hits trigger more pitch drop. That gives you dynamics and makes patterns feel alive on a club PA. Layer 2. Tail. Mid-range motion. For the tail, use wave eatable or operator or another sampler patch. Pick a thicker waveform, like saw plus square or a mild FM patch. Use the synth's pitch envelope. In wave eatable, route envelope 2 to oscillator pitch. For example, set amount from negative 7 to negative 24 semitones, start around negative 12. Attack 0 to 2 ms, decay longer, 200 to 600 ms, sustain 0, release 40 to 200 ms. This gives a slower downward movement that complements the bite. Add an auto filter after the synth, low pass or band pass, and slightly modulate the cutoff with a small LFO or an envelope follower time to the pitch envelope for extra motion. Add a saturator or overdrive lightly, then EQ the mids to carve space between bite and sub. Consider stacking a parallel chain with different drive amounts for texture. Layer 3. Sub. Keep it static and tight. For sub, use a sine or a filtered saw from operator or wave eatable tuned to the root, for example C1. Important: do not apply pitch envelopes to this chain. Keep it static to avoid unstable low-end and phase problems. High pass nothing essential here, but low pass the sub above 100 to 200 Hz to remove unnecessary harmonics. Use utility to mono the sub below 150 to 200 Hz and a gentle glue compressor with an attack of 20 to 40 ms. Release 200 to 400 ms and a low ratio to glue the sound. Combining chains in an instrument rack. Create an instrument rack and place bite, tail and sub as separate chains. Balance their volumes. Bite sits on top for attack. Tail provides body. Sub provides soundation. Map macros and set ranges carefully. Suggested macro mappings. Aggression. Make this to both sampler / wave eatable pitch amount controls so one knob increases pitch drop on bite and tail simultaneously. Bite decay. Map to sampler decay time so you can tighten or loosen the snap. Distortion. Map saturator drive on both bite and tail chains. Low width. Map utility width for sub to collapse low end to mono. Open the racks map view, set sensible ranges for each mapping, and label your macros so automation is obvious later. Arrangement ideas and automation. Automate the aggression macro to build into drops. Keep it low during the intro and builds, then ramp aggression to 60-100% over the two bars leading into a drop. Sequence short 1/16 stabs or ghosted offbeat bites for rolls, and longer tails in fills and breakdowns. Use the bite on offbeats or ghost notes to accent a roll. That syncopation is classic TNB energy. Optional. Parallel ruin bus for grime. Duplicate the rack as a parallel ruin chain or route returns. On this chain, run heavy redux for sample rate reduction, aggressive overdrive, and then EQ to remove low frequencies. Blend this back into taste. It adds crunch without wrecking your sub. Final mix shaping tips. High pass everything aggressive above 30 to 40 HC, except the sub. Use sidechain compression to duck stab slightly under a kick if needed. Set attack 1 to 5 ms. Release 80 to 150 ms for a natural pump. If you need extra control, use multiband processing so the mids and highs can be more aggressive, while the sub stays clean. Common mistakes and how to fix them. Applying pitch envelopes to the sub is the main mistake that creates unstable low end and phase issues. Fix it by splitting sub into its own chain with no pitch modulation. Don't use extreme pitch ranges blindly. Very large drops greater than 36 semitones can sound unnatural. This audio version is shortened for playback.